Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. So, Mr. Toast, I've had you since I was tiny, tiny. Since I was born, I think. That's 12 years. You're missing an eye, and your little cattail's getting a little raggedy. But I can trust you, right? I think you know me pretty well. I need you to help me decide, okay? He wants me to come over again. He wants me to sneak out, dressed just like this, in my PJs, barefoot, no shoes or socks, and no panties under them, no underwear at all, even my new training bra. He said I shouldn't wear underwear. He wants me to come over and do it with him again. He wants to kiss me and squish my breasts with his fingers. He wants to nibble on my ass, like actually bite it, and taste my pussy too, lick it and suck it. He says, it's nice that I don't have much hair yet. And then he wants to put his thing inside of me, his penis, his thick cock, his dick. He wants to pump his dick inside of me until he comes and his sperm sprays out and fills me up and I'm all hot and wet and sticky. He's waiting for me. And it's right across the hall, number C16. Do you think I should go? I want to go. The first time? After I sneaked out? Well, we sat on his couch, and he kissed me, and I climbed up on his lap, and he rubbed. And rubbed my pussy and my ass cheeks while we kissed. That made me nervous at first. Then it started to feel super, super good. When he stopped, I didn't want him to. And then the next time we did it again, lots of kissing and rubbing. But that time, he had me unbutton my shirt and lift it up, and he sucked on my boobs, too. They're so small, and his mouth is so big. It was like he swallowed them. But it made me feel so warm, so happy, and wet. I got wet between my legs. Inside. I was embarrassed because I thought he could hear it. The little squishes when I move my thighs. And I was moving my thighs a lot. Opening them and closing them and squeezing my pussy. I just wanted to do it. I couldn't help it. But it turned out that he did hear And I didn't need to be embarrassed because that was just what he was hoping would happen. He touched me inside and told me I was ready, saying my puss was all wet and open. And that meant I could take him inside of me if I wanted him to do it, to fuck me. I said, okay. I said it kind of fast. So we went into the bedroom and I sat on the bed. And then he slowly took off all my clothes, which was really, really nice. And the whole time he's saying, "Erica, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful." Then he turned off most of the lights and took off all his clothes. And then he climbed on top of me and pushed his dick inside of me where I was all wet and warm. And he made this growling noise. And he pushed and pushed until he was all the way inside of me, like all the way, his whole huge dick. And then he was all pounding into me over and over. And he said, "Erica, Erica, Erica," over and over and over, and pushed inside so hard I thought he was going to break something, until I felt him coming like a hot flood deep inside. He was so big. I'm only 12. I don't know how he fit inside of me. His cum didn't. It was leaking out afterwards and running out of me and down the middle of my ass. He asked me afterwards if I came too. And I told him that I wasn't sure if I came. He said, "That's okay. It's harder to tell when a girl comes. Girls don't have anything that squirts out like guys do, but they get super wet and it feels super good." He said he wants to make sure I like it, that I come too, just like he does. He said that this time he would show me some other positions, like me on top of him and me on all fours, like how dogs and cats do it. And that sounds nice. I could pretend I'm a little pussycat like you. Although 12's kind of old for a cat. Pussy. Yeah, I have a pussy that he really likes, don't I? He said, next time, he'd make sure I come too. And I said, okay, maybe next time. But do you know what, Mr. Toast? I lied. I did come the first time. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. When your ears ring and your whole body is one huge good feeling like nothing else, and all you want to do is to feel that way. When I have his fat black dick all the way inside of me and all I want is more. When it's super deep in my cunt and I want it to go even deeper. He taught me that word, cunt. He said it's the word girls who like sex use for their pussy. I think I like sex, so I should say it too, right? Cunt, cunt, cunt. I like the word. But it felt so, so good, Mr. Toast. Oh, it felt so good. I loved how he pounded me super hard. You think I should tell him how much I liked it? See, I've heard that some older guys like younger girls like me because we're all supposed to be all innocent, and they feel like they're taking advantage of us. But I don't think he likes that. Why would he want to be so sure that I liked it if he was like that? Should I tell him how wet I am? How tingly I get? Just thinking about him pushing his big cock into my pussy again, into my little cunt. Should I tell him how much I want to get fucked again? See, as long as he thinks that I haven't really come yet, he'll keep doing whatever I want, thinking he has to do it to make me come. You see what I mean? I feel like I'm in charge, you know? I guess I am. If I don't go, it won't happen. And if I tell anybody that he's fucking a 12-year-old, well, he'll be in big, big trouble. Okay. 5 more minutes just to make sure Carol's asleep. Then I'm going to go get pounded. Oh boy. Wow. I feel wet already. Just think. I'm going to come home with semen running down my legs under my pajamas. I can't wait. And don't worry, Mr. Toast. I'll tell you all about it.